A landmark in New Orleans' French Quarter opened today for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco was at Café du Monde at 6 a.m.
A three-piece jazz combo welcomed Café du Monde regulars back for coffee and beignets, the city's signature fried bread dusted with powdered sugar. Susie Dearman was among the New Orleans natives who woke up before the sun to celebrate at the famous sidewalk café.
I'm 63 years old, so I've been coming since I was in my pajamas. They used to have a drive-through, so parents would put their children in the car at night and drive through and get our coffee and donuts, and we would be in pajamas.
Café du Monde has had a loyal following since it opened 143 years ago. And while much of New Orleans remains devastated, fourth-generation owner Scott Ascara says they were spared.
Other than some very minimal cosmetic damage, we did okay. No water. We had a little roof damage, but everything's been fixed and we're ready to go.
This morning, the all-Vietnamese staff waited on customers wearing their trademark paper hats. Susie Dearman led a second-line dance around the café, with children in their school uniforms waving Café du Monde napkins.
Beignets and coffee is a big part of the city, and we're going to come back. It may take a little while, but you can't keep us down.
Tomorrow night at the Dogtown Strutters Ball.
Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News, New Orleans.
In taxi money, don't be red by MS.